bet you thought it was your set. Okay, Ted.
Okay, standby, please.
That folder. So if after installing the firmware patch you see that, go ahead and just delete that folder. It's you don't need it. One of Fonda's lines, he thinks too much, that's his burden. And I've definitely heard of similar lines like that mentioned in discussions about Fonda. There's a stoicism to the Wyatt Earp character, certainly here.
Now, we are in the habit of saying, God is just, God is good, God is merciful. These are human virtues. According to the Oriental view, it is improper to ask that question.
Anyway, I tell you, John 5x9 plus about 10, no problems whatsoever. GW0 WND in Wales, Echo Alpha 3 Old Timer.
What's supposed to sound like? And I've been doing a few bits and pieces this morning between the mini disc and the computer in the U9NG, for you go.
Well, I just called in to say hello to you. And I'm going to say goodbye to you at the same time. Here he is.
He didn't think this went very far. He couldn't find any reference past.
Traces have sort of shown up in the water. There have been, cattle, that sort of thing, eating the grass around that area, and there's various radioactive problems and situations going on with that place. It's a local issue.
We're confronted with a situation it senses might harm it, in the same way as the past incident that left Scar. In a book titled Anxiety Disorders and Phobias, the authors, including a cognitive therapist, state that the same apparatus that prevents a person from venturing into physical danger also deters him from exposing himself to psychological danger.
Next episode, costume piece.
Gentlemen, if you please. Gentlemen, the old Bohemian's Club is proud to have as its guest of honor tonight Mr. Reuben Rosenthal and his associate, Mr. William Purvis.
Billy Purvis. Baron Billy Purvis.
Mr. Rosenthal, as you are probably aware, from the many, many articles that have appeared in the newspapers both here and abroad.
You know, you fool. Yeah, very witty, boss.
Made his fortune in the diamond fields of South Africa. And has now returned to the mother country in order to...
That's all that rubbish. Now sit down, you old ass. I know what I'm doing here tonight.
You announcer.
The kettle phone call? Buddy, buddy, when are you going to realize it's the big game hunters who bag the elephants, not guys like us.
For the past few days, we've been looking through our reporter's notebook at some of the stories we've covered in four decades at CBS News. Tonight, the biggest story of all. It broke on a late summer morning, 3.5 years ago.
That was a very scary time. I knew how serious our situation was.
No story over these many years Not the Vietnam War.
This will be her last goodbye for today.
Not the assassination of one president.
And there is the president waving goodbye.
Or the fall of another. No story affected Americans as personally as 9/11. Or so profoundly changed our lives.
Oh my God!
The thoughts and papers are being weighed in the balances.
We sometimes are clueless of the artists and what music they play and what instruments or what type of music it is. At a couple of things. We're looking at the year, we're looking at what instruments are being played.
Howard in his office?
Oh, Harry, I'm killing this whole screwball angry prophet thing. Tonight we go back to Straighten.
Okay.
14, 13, 12, 11.
Max, 9, I'm telling you, he's fine. He's been sharp all day. It's been funny as hell. And everybody cracking up with the rundown.
I told him.
Up, QBTA.
Ready to.
Q announcer.
The UBS Evening News.
Ready to.
With Howard Beale.
Take two, Howard.
Last night, I was awakened from a fitful sleep shortly after 2 o'clock in the morning by a shrill, sibilant, faceless voice.
Nicht, aber konnte, wenn man wollte. Heute auch schon eine Rarität. Und später dann auch noch der bekannte Synthi A, das Aktenkoffermodell. Und hatte dann also nur ganz schon einige
And then finally, in the news today, we have the sort of what I'm calling, well, duh story. This one is going to shock no one, I think. Apple filed for a trademark for the term MacBook. Well, isn't that surprising? They made the filing on February 22nd, 2006, and of course, the assumption is that this will be the name for.
I love tattooed women. I go crazy when I see a tattoo on a woman. I don't even care what it is. I can meet a woman like, hey, what's that little tattoo on your shoulder? Oh, this? It's a soybean?
The judge and jury.
Sight of your child being born, or the things that are human.
We're looking at the font on the record. If it looks like it's psychedelic, that might have something different. If it looks jazzy, it might have, you know, we're looking at a lot of other things more than who the musician is and what the songs are.
The founding of the scouting movement has the same foundation with Lord Baden-Powell in England, and in this country they are two separate organizations and have been growing separate and evolving in their own direction, because we've been around for 90 years. I think the Boy Scouts are ahead of us by 2 years.
Incredibly important that we understand that human values must drive.
I couldn't make it out at first in the dark bedroom. And I said, I'm sorry, you'll have to talk a little louder.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing. And the voice said to me, I want you to tell the people the truth. Not an easy thing to do, because the people don't want to know the truth. And I said, you're kidding. What the hell should I know about the truth? But the voice said to me, don't worry about the truth. I will put the words in your mouth. I said, what is this, the burning bush? For God's sake, I'm not Moses. And the voice said to me, and I'm not God. What has that got to do with it?
Development of computer systems and their networks, as opposed.
Bet you thought it was your set.
Turns, because at this point he's in the northernmost part of the Holy Land. And he turns to face Jerusalem.
I thought you should know that he died today. He closed his eyes
and might seek to take from him that which Alexander had given him. So he decided to act in four ways. Firstly, by exterminating the families of those lords whom he had despoiled, so as to take away that pretext from the Pope. Secondly, by winning to himself all the gentlemen of Rome, so as to be able to curb the Pope with their aid.
Okay, standby, please.
I personally was very concerned that there's a very serious problem of secrecy, conspiracy, and things of that nature.
So are you.
are you?
Stand by.
What are the kind of capabilities that other people have been able to talk about, such as levitating also? And I slowly put that into the storyline where the character, the soul traveler, slowly progresses and is capable of doing some of these things.
The voice said to me, we're not talking about eternal truth or absolute truth or ultimate truth. We're talking about impermanent, transient human truth. I don't expect you people to be capable of truth, but goddammit, at least you're capable of self-preservation. And I said, why me? And the voice said, because you're on television, dummy. You have 40 million Americans listening to you, and after the show you could have 50 million. For Pete's sake, I'm not asking you to walk the land in sackcloth and ashes preaching the Armageddon. You're on TV, man. So I thought about it for a moment. And then I said,
Samuel chapter 16.
Okay.
Going to be dealing today with a biblical principle that is found through the entirety of God's word. And if this principle is not adhered to in the church, then God is not able to do what he desires to do in our own lives and in the world today. 1 Samuel chapter 16, reading just one verse, verse number 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Now there are three things said to us in this passage. Very simply, I want to say them up front before I break them down and delineate them in the message. Number one, God must speak. Until God speaks, we don't know what to do. Number two, after he speaks, the anointing must be there. And then number three, then and only then can we go. And that principle is laid out in this verse.
Ending corporate rule. You can't have corporate rule and have democratic control at the same time. Those two things are contradictory.
To the mic, and you can get more bottom, but it throws the whole spectrum out of kilter when you do that. And then he'll EQ it different, and it'll sound better, I'm sure.
Receiver on the 870, Joe, so you may be the very man to answer it for you.
Roger. Well, play that for Mike and Tony there, so they can appreciate the fruits of my labors here.
Yeah.
every time a chorus falls, the GNP goes up. With every oil spill, the GNP goes up. Every time a new cancer patient is diagnosed, the GNP goes up.
And the Lord said unto Samuel, fill thine horn with oil and go.
To save ourselves, economists must learn to subtract.
As I've said, there is a biblical principle laid out in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1.
In other words, the servo mechanism may not be able to accurately assess the relativity of danger.
That if it is a hair to, God can move the way he wants to move. And if it is not adhered to, then God's work is stymied here on earth. Not only collectively as far as the church is concerned, but in your own individual maturity and in your own individual...
Let him in and bang, you know, comes in and says, okay, Murray, this is it.
And so how does garlic help?
Usually comes at night, right? So before I'm retired.
Okay, stand by, please.
Bet you thought it was your set.
You announcer.
Here, guys. I mean, squeezed akimbo in my semiconducting cubicle. Various rotors. Connecting the wires and whatever is going around in the back. And all that sort of thing.
No, sir, you know, with a snake, but that time, what was it? A stroke. Not a stroke. They rushed it to you. They rushed it to the hospital.
1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
By the way, there is a story here that one of the contestants on American Idol has been thrown off the show, or maybe you already knew this, because she apparently appeared on a website that purported to be a website featuring underage girls. And her picture was on that website. So the producers of Fox basically said, no thanks. She's gone. Also, the Are You Hot is going to be premiering on Thursday night. I wanted to bring on Tony Neal, who is a producer and has a little bit to say about reality television shows and, you know, whether they get on the air or not. Tony, I know that you're working on your own show. I want to find out about that. What do you think about reality TV, first of all?
It just motivates me to know if my parents got me out of Brooklyn, then I can get my kids out of Long Island.
I could call a guy an MF, but it's not going to be as harsh as him calling me a bitch. There's a difference. It sounds worse, and it feels worse.
Hip-hop is audio pop art, really. It's...
Whole story. Hold on a minute.
Or the new rebranded iBook. So at the pro level, you will have the Mac with an open firmware password. It is one extra layer of security.
Is anything on this thing?
Handling life as it unfolds before them.
You know, there may be some men who would disagree with me, but 30 or 40 years ago, a gentleman named Ashley Montague wrote a book called The Natural Superiority of Women,
and
I tend to rather agree with many of the points that he makes, and, you know, Girl Scouts is an example of that, I think, you know? So, be that as it may. Right. Be that as it may.
Right. We wanted to mention there are more than one.
On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
This story is about Howard Beale, who was the network news anchorman on UBS TV. In his time, Howard Beale had been a mandarin of television, the grand old man of news with a hot rating of 16 and a 28 audience share. In 1969, however, his fortunes began to decline. He fell to a 22 share. The following year, his wife died, and he was left a childless widower with an 8 rating and a 12 share. became morose and isolated, began to drink heavily. And on September 22, 1975, he was fired, effective in 2 weeks.
I can tell you I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was 3.
No respect, no respect.
Why they wouldn't even look for me?
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid. I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No.
The news was broken to him by Max Schumacher, who was the president of the news division at UBS. The two old friends got properly pissed.
I was at CBS with Ed Murrow in 1951.
Must have been 1950 then. I was NBC associate producer. Morning news. I was just a kid, 26 years old. Anyway, they're building the lower level of the George Washington Bridge. We were doing a remote from there. And nobody told me. Then after 7 in the morning, I get a call. Where the hell are you? You're supposed to be on the George Washington Bridge. I jump out of bed, throw my raincoat over my pajamas, I run down there. I run out of the street, hail a cab, and I say to the cabbie, take me to the middle of the George Washington Bridge. And the cabbie turns around and he says, Pete.
The average American child from birth to age 18 costs a little over $1 million to raise, so this is a sizable investment. And then the parents vote again, and they show their audience the numbers.
All right, speaking of numbers, I want to give our number out to our audience. Tony Neal.
You know, and I didn't know if I was going to make it, man. You understand. And everything. Well, there was a time when, purely, for the sake of being an empathetic and a sympathetic person to a lovely young lady, and having been ensconced in her little boudoir, that the door did immediately, you know, fall open off the hinges, and it was.
He says, "Don't do it, buddy. You're a young man. You got your whole life ahead of you."
Clear this beast, make way for the other!
This is all we've got between us and the Almighty!
Every inch of this beast has been three-sided! You stay here, you're dead here!
Did I ever tell you that one before?
I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh, shit, Howard.
I'm gonna blow my brains out right on the air.
The Girl Scout Law. I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, honest and fair, courageous and strong, and responsible for what I say and do.
Burr.
I will take care of that this morning, and then we'll do the cooking. I'll pick Mom up early this afternoon. We'll have a nice day, I'm sure.
And to respect myself and others, respect authority, honest and fair,
use resources wisely, make the world a better place, and be a sister to every Girl Scout.
All the interviews we've replayed this week have come from 1987.
Individual Christian growth as well. Now, the problem that we've seen in the church in the last 25 or 30 years is that man, sometimes in his zealous desire to do things for God, we get ahead of God and we begin to flow in our own agenda and not God's agenda.
Listen to what she was saying. She was, and actually talking about being her best.
Girl Scouting is about mind, body, and spirit. We do think that we stand as a reinforcer to the values of home, family, religion. We respect that religion and faith, well, religion and spirituality is not the same for everybody across this country, but Girl Scouting is coming to everyone across this country. So we've allowed girls to have as much flexibility as possible so that we can, and again, stand in support to them and how they grow, not just within Girl Scouting, but in their family and their beliefs and their religion, in school, in their community.
JT, I want to introduce you to Carmine Lupatazzi, my co-executive producer on the project.
Nice to finally meet. I heard tidbits of what Chrissy's got in mind, the genre and so forth. But JT, I gotta warn you, I'm very hands-on. I learned that the hard way. I want to welcome all of you to the first meeting of possible investors on this project. Some of you know I've had 9 pictures under my subspecies. 4 in the South Beach Trumpet series alone. Each with 30,000 plus DVDs in print. That being said, I usually find it helpful at this stage to include my prospective partners and get your inputs, or notes, as we call them.
JT, you're on.
Well, we've been working on a new kind of slasher film. It takes place in the world of, you know, the Mafia.
It's about a wise guy with a big mouth and bigger dreams.
Anyway, they call him the Butcher. And
no, they don't.
Why the fuck not?
Need I remind you of a certain Butcher out of AC?
Right. Not Butcher. Go on, JT.
So, right, he's kind of outshining his boss, so the guy has him clipped, but he's still alive when they cut him up.
Oh, he's going to feel that the next day.
Right. So at the dump, his body reassembles itself, all except for a hand that got crushed. So he ties a cleaver onto the stump, and he goes out to get revenge on everyone, especially the boss, which is a pretty solid role. Right now, it's called Pork Store Killer, but I'm thinking just cleaver.
I'm confused. You said he's dead.
How's he evening up with anybody? He's a ghost?
As I understood, a zombie of sorts. Great title, by the way.
But if they jointed him, he's not going to end up all in the same dump.
And how's that a slasher, Phil?
What are you talking about?
A slasher. A couple of kids naked in the lake. Certified maniac on the loose. Not a ghost.
Actually, the maniac is almost always a supernatural force. Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers from Halloween.
Get the fuck out.
Easy, Sil, easy. He's making a point.
Michael Myers is an escaped mental patient. Jason or Freddy, different kind of movie.
Well, that's the kind we're doing here. Saw, The Ring, they made millions. And that's not even including the Godfather angle, which we got here.
What if?
Now, I want to jump
they
ahead.
They disposed him at stops something that happened to be along the same route. Then he would all end up in the same dump. All the way up until today.
But he's a ghost? Has not
changed. And that I don't know.
Ghostbusters, another fucking money machine. And preach the gospel. That was God's agenda in Acts chapter 2. It was God's agenda a week later. It was God's agenda a month later, a year later, a century later. And it's God's agenda right now in 1995. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel.
Just like that, a whopper of a puzzle piece falls smack in my lap. I'm too dumb to put the whole picture together yet, but...
Bet you thought it was your set.
The trial is postponed.
He's going to Italy.
Well, I knew there was a reason he wasn't sufficient to measure.
Because he's pretty together. It's... And then he's a junior now?
He's a junior.
So,
and that means, they're not slots open. And Greg basically told me tonight, basically left it in our hands to try and figure out what to do with that slot. And I'll let him know later on this week, so any suggestions?
I'm here on camera with Ole, the big old bear, and the big old grumpy bear. He just took Cracker out of the creek area. There's not a lot of fish here, so you could understand him wanting to have control of the creek. But he's acting like an alpha male here, which I guess, for the fact that he is the only male here, he is the alpha male. At any rate, he's a surly bear. I met him on the pathway the other day after feeling sorry for him, thinking that he was a bit thin, a bit gaunt. And he promptly charged me with the intent to probably strike. I know the language of the bear. I was able to deter him from doing that, and I'm fine. But I will tell you something. It is the old bear, one who is struggling for survival, and an aggressive one at that, who is the one that you must be very careful of. For these are the bears that on occasion do, for survival, kill and eat humans. Could Ole the big old bear possibly kill and eat Timothy Treadwell? What do you think, Ole? I think if you were weak around him, you're going down his gullet, going down the pipe.
Anyone knows anyone? I mean, I really would like it if Lindsay could do that. Maybe we could talk her into doing it.
But she doesn't want to show every week.
What's that?
She doesn't want to show every week.
She can't do the 7 to 10 because she has band practice or something like that. But I mean, maybe eventually she'll be able to rearrange it. I think it would definitely be nice to have her around. Be good for the station. Good for the
station. Well, does anybody want to switch to that slot and leave
yeah,
the slot
that's
open?
That's a switch around. Yeah, switch
I mean, that it's only if the person wants to. That's one way to look at it.
But the thing is also we're still in a situation where we don't know what's going on with Colleen. We're still waiting to hear from her. Right. But there's a good chance that she
well,
may
be doing
some of them.
Definitely. Yeah, I can help hold something down, too. Doing yeah. it every week is hard for me.
Well, it's also Victor. I mean, what's...
Victor could do it temporarily. Yeah, Victor's always an NCP sub.
But see, I mean, we run into the whole situation where, you know, the whole regulations or rules, whatever the general thing is that no one can really do two shows in a week.
Well, yeah, but if we're just talking about substituting, yeah. then that's...
Yeah, we could all swing it for a while. I mean, I'll do it anytime.
Yeah. You have class on Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday. Yeah, only
I mean,
only
have,
for another
I
2 weeks.
I have a show anyway, so... I do have another show.
Yeah, so there's no problem.
Anyone want to do it next week? Not this week, next week?
Yeah, I'll do it the weekend. Oh.
This is a week from Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
That's when
you started. Jamie has new shows for a while.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 And so did yeah. Victor.
If Colleen doesn't come back, then it's not fun.
She will.
Well, I don't know.
Well, if she comes back, she can take her chances. It's not going to be that hard anyway.
Honestly, I talked to her last week, and things are working out in San Francisco. She's coming back in December to do something with her band Cheesecake. She's going to be around for maybe a month, if that.
And then going
she's
on tour.
Probably going to go back to San Francisco.
I thought they were going on tour in January for a week.
But the business of management is management. And at the time CCA took control, the UBS TV network was foundering with less than 7% of national television revenue, most network programs being sold at station rates. I am therefore pleased to announce I am submitting to the board of directors a plan for the coordination of the main profit centers, and with the specific intention of making each division more responsive to management. Point one. The division producing the lowest rate of return has been the news division, with its $98 million budget and its average annual deficit of $32 million. I know that historically news divisions are expected to lose money, but to our minds this philosophy is a wanton fiscal affront to be resolutely resisted.
September 11th, 2001. You will remember this day as long as you live. Among the heroes that day, and there were many, were the firefighters of New York who raced inside the burning towers. This will go down as a kind of Pearl Harbor heroism. You may recall the remarkable story of the men of Ladder 6. When did you come across Josephine?
The new plan calls for local news to be transferred to owned stations divisions. News radio would be transferred to the UBS radio division, and in effect, the news division would be reduced from an independent division to a department accountable to network.
9/11, Bush is using it as an excuse to erode our constitutional protections, and you're falling for it.
But we could swing subs for that slot until she decides something, so she could have first dibs.
Security Industrial Complex.
Will be tried in New York. Court begins at 9.
Still can't point
shows you how fit Mark Woodford is. And a half volley comes in and bolos this one, then comes in and smacks it again. Had to really stretch to make that forehand.
It bought an intelligence software program from yet another technology outfit that few people know about, Orion Scientific, a company run by former defense and intelligence officials.
Orion offers training for its software, but at a price. The Denver police declined to buy sufficient training. The criminal extremist label, wrongly given to some political groups, was a feature of the Orion software. Steve Nash's wife, Vicki Nash, also had a police file.
The program they were using, the technology, had a pop-up menu that had this list on it, and apparently criminal extremist was near the top, and we were told that some clerk just kept hitting the enter key, and one after the other person, organization, was classified as a criminal extremist.
That's what the cops live off of. We should consider such things like profiling, driving while black, walking while black, breathing God good air. You know, how can parents prevent the abuse of government when the government has set its lowest people as where we are sitting? What do parents do to keep their families safe? What can you do about a government? What can parents do about a runaway system that will not clean itself up, and we will not take a stand because we don't want to lose what we got?
Bad spot to miss a net from right there, especially when your defense is moving in for a pass. He's gone. The icing.
As I said, Mother's Day is a significant day for me because my mama raised me from when I was 9 by myself. 4 years ago, she came down to Alzheimer's. I visit every year for the holidays. At the end of the year, she doesn't know me, but I know her. I've learned to live and keep in mind what she taught me when she was young. Because what she taught me,
la oficina de inmigración recibe a tres pintorescos extranjeros. Y Enrique Ingratas presenta otro insólito caso en Se Me Ocurrió.
The qualities of a mother has nothing to do with what she provides.
Al elenco más extrafalario de la televisión hispana en
San Pedro
Fuera. Este domingo a las 7:00 centro, aquí en Telemundo. Este domingo a las 8:07 centro.
And if the church has any other agenda than that, we have missed God.
Get this. It says if the history of the planet was represented by the Empire State Building, the time that human beings have been on Earth would only be a postage stamp at the very top. You realize how insignificant that makes us?
I don't feel that way.
Oh, this? It's a soybean? Of course it is. You know, at first I thought it was a Rice Krispie. I love tattooed women, though.
Seemed that her boyfriend, weighing 300 pounds and looking like Gila Gorilla, was a bit disgruntled. So that, my dear son, Erod, I did not think that I might, live until this time. Nonetheless, I was lucky enough to be able to shoot the lights out, jump through a window, and then leave the immediate area. You understand?
Yes.
Having been set upon by people not of my making. For she could have told me that the number 14 shoes under the bed was not hers.
Yeah. Yes, I know your earlier life was very adventurous, and you said that Tan himself said that it was a 50-50 chance that you would survive.
Right.
Don't you think that they intervened at some points in your life to help you actually get by, get through stuff?
Well, according to the rules of the universe, they're not supposed to actively intervene to literally save you. Nonetheless, on several occasions down through my life, I would have to think that either they or some divine hand would have intervened on my part, because I didn't know how I came through it. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And that has made me a far, far better person now. You understand? Dulcet and loving to a fault.
Now, of course, we have calls for you, Riley, but before we get to the calls, we were in Cleveland. You gave a rousing performance in Cleveland this past weekend. Can you say something about, what did you think about the Cleveland?
Years, Ed. I took this job with your personal assurance that you'd back my autonomy against any encroachment. But ever since CCA acquired control of UBS systems 10 months ago, Hackett's been taking over everything. Now, who the hell is running this network? You or some conglomerate called CCA? I mean, you're president of the systems group, and Hackett's nothing but a hatchet man for CCA. Nelson here, president of a network. And he hasn't a damn thing to say about anything anymore.
Dangerous. It's really dangerous. I run wild with the bears. I run so wild, so free, so like a child with these animals. It's really cool. And it's very serious. I'm here alone, and when you're here all alone, you get lonely. Oh, duh. Right? You get pretty lonely.
Oh, no. I'm going to do all the stuff because I'm supposed to be alone.
Part of the mythical character Treadwell was transforming himself into required him to be seen as being completely alone. He was mostly alone, but he did spend time with women who will here remain anonymous. The truth is that Amy Huguenard accompanied him for parts of his last 2 summers, a fact which was out of step with his stylization as the lone guardian of the Grizzlies.
It's July 26th, and I've been dropped off all alone again here in the Grizzly Maze. And it's always such a surreal feeling as the plane takes off, and it doesn't quite sink into you, but just how alone you are. That for the next 2 months or more, you will be alone in this wild wilderness, this jungle that the bears have carved tunnels through, and thus the Grizzly Maze. It's July 26th. I hope to survive and to be able to record the secret world of the bears, and then come September, when people might come to harm these animals, I'll look after them. I'll make sure they're safe. It is so weird, though, when it sinks in, how alone you are.
Amy Hugenard remains a great unknown of this film. In nearly 100 hours of his video, she appears exactly 2 times.
Nada por un crimen que no cometió. Lina Santos regresa para convertirse en la diosa del puerto.
Pyramid, you know? And they push her around a little bit, and she said, "Wow," and died.
That was a lot of words.
Yeah.
In his interview, there was no question of Pakistan submitting to American scrutiny, and said claims that his government acted at Washington's bidding were nonsense.
No respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Ah, death, where is my sting?
It's just rapping, Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no.
I mean, how does that like
up through column 11 here?
Right.
So this information in column 12, which is described as nature of injury, that's actually written in the chart after the patient's been seen and treated in the emergency room. The chart is completed by the physician and the nurses, and the patient is gone, and the chart comes back to you.
Yes.
And then you do what's called break down the chart.
Right.
Take the chart apart and send certain parts of it to one area of the hospital, other parts to other areas of the hospital.
Well, like we make a chart for ourselves to put in the file cabinet, and the rest of it goes in the folder that goes over to the business office.
Okay. And at that time, you complete these other entries in the chart. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
The entries that appear on the right half of this room.
Law or law. The letter L is used to represent that which is on the books.
Here, disembarking from the plane in the year of her death, we never see her face. Here it is obscured by her hands and her hair.
I don't believe this. I don't believe the top brass of a national television network is sitting around their Caesar salads.
Top brass of a bankrupt national television network with projected losses of close to $150 million.
I don't care how bankrupt. You can't be seriously proposing, the rest of us seriously considering putting on a pornographic network news show. The FCC'd kill us.
The second shot that we have doesn't show her face either. She remains a mystery, veiled by a mosquito net, obscured, unknown.
Law of the land.
Only through Treadwell's diaries do we know that she was frightened of bears. The only other hint we have of her presence is this shot here of Treadwell. It is handheld, and we can only deduct it must have been Amy operating the camera.
For example, you are not in any physical danger due to social embarrassment at a dinner party by not being able to hold up your end of the conversation. Perhaps because you make less money than the other guests and feel inferior because of it, and are therefore fearful of being asked about your job or investment. Yet the situation may trigger the same kind of anxiety and inhibition as being confronted by a mugger in a dark alley. In the case of the mugger, meekly taking out your wallet and throwing it toward or past the mugger and running as fast as you can in the opposing direction may be appropriate. In the social situation, throwing away all opportunity for a pleasant evening and fleeing into silence or monosyllabic responses is wholly inappropriate.
Now, Nelson, the FCC can't do anything except wrap our knuckles.
I don't even want to think about the litigious possibilities, Frank. We could be up to our ears in lawsuits.
The affiliates won't carry it.
Affiliates will kiss your ass if you can handle me.
Popular reaction.
We don't know the popular reaction. That's what we have to find out.
The New York Times?
The New York Times doesn't advertise on our network.
All I know is this violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
We're not a respectable network. We're a whorehouse network, and we have to take whatever we can get.
Well, I don't want any part of it. I don't fancy myself the president of a whorehouse.
That's very commendable of you, Nelson. Now sit down. Your indignation has been duly recorded. You can always resign tomorrow. Now look.
What in substance are we proposing? Merely to add editorial comment to our network news show. Brinkley, Severide, Reasoner all have their comments. Now Howard Beale will have his. I think we ought to give it a shot. Let's see what happens tonight. Telephone, please.
Well, I don't want to be the Babylonian messenger that has to tell Max Schumacher about this.
Max Schumacher doesn't work at this network anymore. Mr. Ruddy fired him last night. Bob McDonald's running the news division now.
Elektroniker, damals hatten mindestens drei so eine Dinge. Also vom Kraftwerk bis Tellenschrägen, Schulze, eigentlich alle, die ich kannte, jeder hatte mindestens eins davon irgendwo eingesetzt. War auch ein sehr schönes Gerät. Komischerweise waren es, die Italiener waren damals sehr weit vorne mit solchen Produktionen. Es kam natürlich alles aus diesem Hobbybereich von so, ja, wie sagt man dazu, so Alleinunterhalter mit Orgel, Rhythmusbegleitung. Ne? Aber die waren da schon sehr fortschrittlich in der Richtung. Ne? Und das war aber dann eigentlich, das war dann der zweite Aspekt, dass die Klänge sehr, sehr interessant waren.
Hello. Well, hi, Stephen.
How are you?
It's nice to meet you. I'm
nice
Tammy.
To meet you. Hi. Have a seat.
Okay, thank you.
So you're here to pitch something?
I heard pitch will start, right?
Okay, well, no.
I've got three ideas, Stephen, and then I would like to know what you see me as doing. But one of my ideas is a children's show where we talk to puppets and we talk to the kids. And then kids talking to puppets about their problems and their concerns and things which bother them. It would be a fun show with some serious parts once in a while, you know.
It's a way to go. I'm not sure it's...
But what about puppets? And everybody loves puppets. Even adults love puppets.
Uh-huh.
I have another one. Teenagers need something really special. They need a format for a lot of things. And they have no way. The biggest thing they always say, well, how do we get anyone to listen to us? And I would just love to give them that chance. And go where they go. I would like to go to the piercing parlors with them. I'd like to go to the tattoos places with them. Just do everything that teenagers do.
And you would call this show what?
Tammy's Terrific Teens.
Hey, Wolfgang, on site. We are surrounded. Over. We are in contact. Do you roger? Over.
On site, where do you want it at?
We're at the same place, but hurry up. They're coming in. Over.
No, it's me, bro. Just hang tight. We've got the whole world up there to support you.
Roger. The team on the ground is taking fire. We may have to pull them out. Hey, on site is Panther 1-6. Get your heads down. We're going to put a rally on this close. So be advised, on site, we're going to try to come in and get you on this next run. Yeah, I say again, two people in the LZ.
The Lenin deportation at the end of three.
I'm strong enough to bump?
In one, then. I'll do a lead on Sarah Jane Moore to Mayberry in San Francisco.
I film myself as a chief of detectives.
I think we've got about 10 seconds on the shooting itself.
The whole thing is 125.
Where does that come out?
About 450.
We use a squeaky phone.
Let's do that in two. Squeaky, afford at the airport, bounce. Now, are you using a map going into San Francisco? I'd prefer a news picks.
What do we got left?
Gun control, Patty Hearst affidavit, gorillas in Chad, OPEC, Indiana.
Where there wasn't a head protection system, the forces on the head of the dummy
were sufficient to have produced a fatality in a human.
The last 200 or 300 years in the West are quite unique historically and culturally, and they're not like any other period in human history that we know of in any other culture. And they seem to be almost an aberration of some kind. Now, that doesn't mean that isn't a value judgment about them. But I think that the post-science condition will bear far more similarities with the pre-science one than the science position in the middle. Because this is what I guess gives rise to all of the technological primitivism that one sees now.
It'd be a fun title.
All right. No, I was just curious.
Yeah. We probably have to come up with something fun.
Okay.
And then I've got one more.
Okay, no. I mean, we'll circle back.
Okay, Medicine Today with Tammy Faye. People need to know what is available, you know, in the market that's coming up new, and what is available, the old things that work in medicine. I mean, I'd like to go sit with Alzheimer's patients and explain all that, let doctors explain Alzheimer's. I don't know. I've just thrown these out. It's just ideas that I've had from being on, you know, just ideas that have been swimming around in my head. What do you see me doing, Steve? You're the... You're the expert.
I mean, I think, I suspect, and I'm making a statement that may not be true, but I think that you want to be on the air.
You really like
being in front of the camera.
Well, I love the camera. I do love the camera. Because I
Why?
Think... Because it's a person.
I've never been in front of the camera, so I'm not
I'll
sure
tell
what
you why,
I, that
because
I understand
it's people.
The appeal.
It's not a camera. It's people. It's someone to talk to.
I don't know. You know, you're on your own. I can't help... I mean, I have no place for a talk show.
I understand that.
I should walk you downstairs to Lifetime, which
yes.
is about 15 floors below us right now.
Well, maybe you could put my name in Lifetime and see if maybe someone would be interested there. I would really appreciate that, Stephen.
Hello, Howard. How are you?
Okay. Don't forget, Howard, Nani is now 16, okay?
Mm-hmm. The first attempt on President Ford's life was 18 days ago, and again yesterday in San Francisco. In spite of the two attempts, Mr. Ford says he will not become a prisoner of the Oval Office, a hostage of would-be assassins.
The American people are good people. Democrats, independents, Republicans, and others.
How the hell you always get
under
mixed up?
No circumstances.
Sure.
Well, I hope no other.
What's wrong with you?
Capitulate to those that want to undercut what's all good in America.
Two, Q Howard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like at this moment to announce that I will be retiring from this program in 2 weeks' time because of poor ratings. Since this show was the only thing I had going for me in my life, I have decided to kill myself.
So what'd she say?
I'm going to blow my brains out right on this program a week from today.
10 seconds to commercial.
So tune in next Tuesday. That should give the public relations people a week to promote the show. We ought to get a hell of a rating out of that.
Roll telecine.
50 share. Easy.
Take telecine.
When you're having a great time...
Did you hear that?
What was that about?
Howard just said he was going to blow his brains out next Tuesday.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you hear him? He just said...
No.
Howard just said he was going to kill himself next Tuesday.
What do you mean Howard just said he was going to kill himself next Tuesday?
He was supposed to do a tag on Ron Ness and...
He said, tune in next Tuesday, I'm going to shoot myself.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. He just said he was going to blow his brains out.
What the fuck's going on, Howard?
They want to know what the fuck is going on, Howard.
I can't hear you.
Turn the studio mic on.
We're back on in 11 seconds.
10 seconds.
32. Howard, what the hell are you doing? Have you flipped or what?
I think we better get him off.
Get him off!
What's the matter with you fellas? Get your fucking hands off!
Turn the fucking sound off, you stupid son of a bitch! He's going out loud! We're in a lot of fucking trouble down here!
That's my fucking head, you grabby.
Gotta stand by this.
Dumb schmuck.
He wanted to become like the bear. Perhaps it was religious, but not in the true sense of religion. I think perhaps he wanted to mutate into a wild animal, as he says in this last letter. He says, I have to mutually mutate into a wild animal to handle the life I live out here. And I think there's a religious sense in that.
Sagacious Solomon,
new metaphysics, shouting through.
You know what came of him?
Tin can on some string over here.
To him, complexity.
I need some jazzy Jeff help on the mics.
He cursed the hour that gave birth.
Kind of the
to him.
Use it or lose it syndrome. Some people believe in.
And saw that everything was vain. How great and wise was Solomon. The world, however, didn't wait.
New metaphysics.
But soon observed what followed on.
I don't know what the deal is.
It's wisdom that had brought him to this state. How fortunate the man with none. How fortunate the man.
Well, let's cram it into a 2-inch cube model of our world. Running down the Matrix program. That's the capital M matrix, not the generic small m. It's just all logistically created for us, by us,
you saw courageous
by you.
Caesar next.
And in the sense of connecting so deeply,
you know,
that you're no longer human.
Becoming automatons, imitating ourselves,
him in his life.
Since we're no longer in the Industrial Revolution.
And had him murdered just the same. And as they raise the fatal knife.
Parallel reality going on. I gotta yell here. I got on the bus going the wrong way somehow. 3wsnewmetaphysics.com. Offload planet. Content and not much else over there. had the old email spam attack by some Bulgarians or guys in Brooklyn, whatever. Gotta go. The compactor's closing in.
Basically became the same thing every day. Coffee, couple lines of meth, smooth that out with a shot of Jameson. And that was just to drive the kids to school. Then one day I fell asleep at work and forgot about Gracie's recital.
Human frailty makes me sick sometimes.
Chris, right?
Should I know you?
Kevin Mucci, Yonkers. We met at the Trotters, Sally Acuzzo's cousin.
Right. Hey.
Yonkers, what are you, lost?
My ex's birthday over at the Red Robin in Clifton. I figured I'd need a meeting to make it through that shit.
I hear that.
So, I saw my cousin this week. It turns out he ran into a friend of yours, the big guy, Vito.
And?
He was in a fag bar. Dancing with a guy.
Get the fuck out.
Right, Joey. Use your hat.
You are not gonna fucking believe this.
Vito Spatafore is an ass muncher.
Oh! What? What did you just say?
I'm sorry, it's true.
We ran into this kid. Vito was spotted in a fag bar in New York.
By who?
There's always video. There's always phone calls, too. 1-800-42... Heights Crossing, Massachusetts.
Good morning.
Hello, Trip.
I have a question for your panel, particularly because I'm a straight actor in a new play about changing values, playing a gay character. The character puts forth this idea that American values are changing, and we're looking into more acceptance and open-mindedness for the future. I'm curious if your panel think this is valid, that we're really making progress, that we're ending things like racism and sexism and homophobia, or whether it's just a pendulum swing.
QBTA? Ready to. Cue announcer.
That's a deep question.
It is. I have sort of a core belief that things are always getting better despite what you actually see in everyday life.
The kid's cousin. Allegedly.
Probably bullshit.
He's a married man.
What a gourmand!
I'll back up a second. What did the kid say exactly?
The kid's cousin, Sal Iacuzzo.
From Yonkers, I know him.
Sal was at this place in the city, supposedly on business. He saw Vito holding hands with a guy in nipple rings.
You're leaving out the best part.
He was wearing a motorcycle outfit, like the guy in the Village People with the leather hat and the vest.
And tame the cunt! Tame it! Take it on head first with the skills that I will teach you at work and say, Noah! No! You will not control me! Noah! No! You will not take my soul! Noah! No! You will not win this game!
Close the door, Harry. Howard, I'm taking you off the air. I think you're having a breakdown.
Because it is a game, guys. You want to think it's not, huh? You want to think it's not, you go back to the schoolyard. You have that crush on big-titted Mary Jane. Respect the cock.
Chaps, too.
I don't know. Fucking slanderous me.
Well, let's take this in the back.
Yeah, that's what Vito did.
You're inventing this thought. I am the one who's in charge. I am the one who says yes. No. Now.
Coming to you from New York City, where I'm going to be hosting the Mesothelioma Foundation's Lingerie for Lungs Fashion Gala this Friday night. In our Los Angeles studio, an old friend, even though he's still a youngster in our business and in life itself, the fabulous singer who became an icon of the 90s as part of the superstar boy band Boys Are Us. Going solo for the last 6 years, Dewey Gordon. Dewey, welcome back to Larry King Live.
Thanks, Mr. Live. Mr. King.
Hey, I hope I'm still Mr. Live.
Require treatment.
This is not a psychotic episode. This is a cleansing moment of clarity. I'm imbued, Max. I'm imbued with some special spirit. It's not a religious feeling at all. It's a shocking eruption of great electrical energy. I feel vivid and flashing as if suddenly I'd been plugged into some great electromagnetic field. I feel connected to all living things, to flowers, birds, all the animals of the world, and even to some great unseen living force, what I think the Hindus call prana. It is not a breakdown. I've never felt more orderly in my life. It is a shattering and beautiful sensation. It is the exalted flow of the space-time continuum, save that it is spaceless and timeless and of such loveliness. I feel on the verge of some great ultimate truth. And you will not take me off the air for now or for any other spaceless time.
Oh, boy.
Is he okay?
He's just fainted. I better get him back to my house again tonight. Help me get him up.
God spoke through a messenger of God from the Salvation Army, and God's message got through to Billy Sunday, and he turned America upside down.
Show Diary, it's great. The day in the life of a musician. They had Snoop Dogg on. He gets on at the beginning of the show, he's like, hey, this is Snoop Dogg, this is a day in my life. You think you know, but you have no idea.
You can go.
Tell you one thing. If it was me this kid was spreading rumors about, he'd have something up his own ass.
I also have to do some work in my garden that's really overgrown. We got 70-some inches of rain this year. That's as tall as I am. We got that much water, like almost 6 feet of water or something. And so naturally my garden just looks like the rainforest jungle. I need a machete or something. So I need to spend some time outside, and I just feel like there are a lot of demands on my time suddenly when I had spent so much time alone and quiet and watching television and spacing out.
Dreamt up by the appalling aridity of academic minds. I mean, there is no doubt to my mind that without light there is no photography, and that light is the only valid way of differentiating between that which we know and complete ignorance.
Well, very, very profound statement. I mean, I realize that, you know, in the beginning was the light, and without light, as far as the Bible is concerned, without light there was no day, there was no life. You needed light to create life.
And there wouldn't be no cock either.
And the which final the blow, they wait, it ran, but on the day after the election.
I know, it's amazing. I mean, this was, I think, what you might call a hint that...
He was out a year later.
Yeah, that John Oakes' career was not going to last.
Not now thoroughly assimilated that an observer is necessary for reality to exist at all?
Sal, I know him. He's a friend of ours.
I fucking called him. Long time ago.
You knew Vito was a Ricchione?
Yes.
When?
I never said it, but I knew.
Now get the fuck out, huh? And enough of this rush to judgment. Before we know, this fucking Sal guy's got a heart on for Vito. Oh, you think this is funny, huh? There's a man's reputation at stake here.
A married man. With kids.
Nah, that don't mean shit. Elton John was married.
Yeah, Rock Hudson, too. I think.
So what do we gotta do? To actually see him take it in the ass?
Get Vito on the phone.
He called me the other night, 3 o'clock in the morning after the wedding.
And?
Yeah, honestly, it was weird. He wanted to know what was going on.
He was fucking fishing. See if we heard.
Straight to voicemail.
Lou, can't we clear out that downstairs lobby? There must be 100 people down.
How am I going to clear
every TV station and wire service in the city. I could barely get in.
Arthur,
anything livable?
Not
so far.
Yeah, how many spots are wiped out?
Frank Hackett just walked in.
We had to abort this.
Nelson,
what else could we do?
Talking to Wheeler.
So far, over 900 fucking phone calls complaining about the power.
Shit.
Come on, Mickey. What page are you putting it on?
Frank Hackett just walked in.
ABC again. They want
tell him to go fuck himself, and that goes for you too, Marty.
You're off the air as of now.
Wants to talk to you.
Who's replacing Beale?
They're flying Snowden up from
there. All right, everybody, hold it. Let's see how the other networks handle this.
10 o'clock news open with it.
Good evening. Howard Beale, one of television...
They're all going to make it their lead story.
Howard Beale interrupted his network news program tonight to announce that he was going to kill himself.
An unusual thing happened at one of our sister networks, UBS, this evening.
How are we handling it?
Oh, Holloway's going to make a brief statement at the end of the show that Howard's been under great personal stress, etc.
Call you back, John. All right. We've got a stockholders meeting tomorrow at which we're going to announce the restructuring of management plan, and I don't want this grotesque incident to interfere with that. I'll suggest Mr. Ruddy open with a short statement, washing this whole thing off. And you, Max, you better have some answers for some of those nuts that always come to stockholders.
Mr. Beale has been under great professional and personal strain.
But I've got some goddamn surprises for you, too, Schumacher. I've had enough to hear with your credit division and its annual $33 million deficit.
You keep your hands off my news division, Frank. We're responsible to corporate level, not you.
We'll goddamn well see about that.
All right, take it easy. Right now, how do we get Beale out of here? I understand there are at least 100 reporters and camera crews in the lobby.
We got a limo at the freight exit. Howard, you're going to spend the night with me at my place. There's bound to be press around yours.
Psychological. There's no distinction. And so these people who have such enthusiasm for beryllium ships from Arcturus or wherever should be informed, you know. Same, same. That's important news. It is now, and where is it coming from? Let's not rush past this here. Physics has always been the paradigmatic science. All sciences have physics envy. Why is that? Because it's not unlikely in a physics experiment to be able to predict an experimental result to 3 decimal points of accuracy. That's science. You don't get that in sociology.
My mother was Okanagan. My father was from the island. So in terms of traditional hunting rights, as a person, my being is that I am from 2 different nations. Under the white man's law, under my status card, if I look at my number, I get game wardens claiming that I have no right to hunt, and I say, you know, you can't extinguish my rights instantly under the Indian Act. And I fight it, and, you know, hopefully that I'll shoot a moose and they're going to be there and they'll arrest me. But I go up every year. I've got moose in my freezer right now that's from the Okanagan that I shot. And if they consider it illegal, well, then that's, they can come and arrest me.
And he speaks Jewish. He does. What then confronts us here? In open discussion, which will inform the choices we must make, is what to do to deal with this staggering number of Jews overwhelming us. To deal with this staggering number of...
But I did it, and I will continue to exercise inherent rights.
The sadness, the hatred of us.
This is Bill Heron from our West Coast Special Programs Department, George Bosch, Barbara Schlesinger, Tommy Pellegrino. Look, I just saw some rough footage of a special Bill's doing on the Revolutionary Underground, most of it tedious stuff of Lorene Hobbs and two fatigue jackets muttering mutilated Marxism. But he's got about 8 minutes of a bank robbery that is absolutely sensational. Authentic stuff, actually shot while the robbery was going on.
Oh, I mean, he represents us. I'm not going to condemn the man off the water, some fucking douchebag from Yonkers.
You remember the Mary Ann Gifford kidnapping? It's that bunch of nuts. She's in the movie, shooting off machine guns. This is really terrific footage.
Better see your lawyer. A tax attorney can help you.
I think we can get a hell of a movie of the week out of it, maybe even a series.
A series out of what? What are we talking about?
Look, we've got a bunch of hobgoblin radicals called the Ecumenical Liberation Army who go around taking home movies of themselves robbing banks. And maybe they'll take movies of themselves kidnapping heiresses, hijacking 747s, bombing bridges, assassinating ambassadors.
Rope. At least I'm here for that.
Yeah, what do you type on?
Smith Corona Galaxis Deluxe.
Hey, you like Lou Reed?
The early stuff. In his new stuff, he's trying to be Bowie. He should just be himself.
Take drugs?
No.
Smart kid. I used to speed. You know, sometimes a little cough syrup. I'll stay up all night, just writing and writing. I mean, like 25 pages, a dribble. You know, about the Faces or Coltrane. You know, just to fucking write.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's been nice to meet you. Yeah, keep sending me your stuff. Sorry, I just can't stand here all day talking to my many fans.
Well, we'd open each week's segment with that authentic footage, hire a couple of writers to write some story behind that footage, and we've got ourselves a series.
I could care less, basically.
Yeah? Maybe you're a flambé.
Fucking nauseating. It's up to me. I drag Vito behind my fucking car right now.
Oh, will you take it easy over there, fucking Judge Roy Bean?
One of my bar girls knows his Gumad. We'll check with her. Maybe she's seen him and knows where he is. Huh? Lauren.
Think about it, though, Tom. It's on weight loss.
AIDS? Nobody's got AIDS. I don't want to hear that word here again.
In and talk to them, and they explain the terminology, and they, it just helps children survive divorce. I'd love to help run a program like that. Not that I necessarily want to work one-on-one with the kids, because I'm not sure that I have.
It's like, all right, Snoop's gonna have some surprises. The next shot is him on his tour bus playing video games, smoking pot. Whoa, Snoop, you're a man of your word.
Nations are floundering because man has been doing the speaking and not God. The Assemblies of God at one time was one of the greatest forces on this earth for the spread of the gospel. But they are a shell of what they used to be, and I'm not fussing. And I have no axe to grind. But I've got to say what I know God's put in my heart. And it's because God is not allowed to speak. That organization and the Church of God and the Four Square and the Pentecostal Holiness and the Open Bible, I could say the same thing for all of them. They were born and birthed by men who heard from heaven. It was birthed by men that God spoke to. And once God spoke to them, they knew where to go, they knew what to do, and they knew what how to do it when they got to where they were going. I was reading just the other day.
Is Don there? It's Stephen Chow.
Security Industrial Complex.
The idea that the corporation is a separate individual from the actual individuals who are part of it.
A series about a bunch of bank robbing guerrillas?
Can be traced back to Roman law.
What are we going to call it, the Mousy Tongue Hour?
Where you actually create an artificial entity and you give it the rights of people.
Why not?
Probably 17th century England is where you really start to see it develop. And then if you jump ahead to mid-19th century in the United States and England, it's when it really gets entrenched.
Well, definitely, that's the biggest part of all of it, is flying around and seeing things that you never would imagine. You know, to me, this is what's wonderful about it, is that, first of all, gravity and the physical plane does not dictate to the physical, to the spirit in any shape or form.
They've got Strike Force, Task Force, SWAT. Why not Che Guevara and his own little mod squad?
The reason for it is quite simple. One of the points of the corporation as a device was to relieve the owners of a particular business of responsibility.
Appropriate. And may lead to the exact result you were worried about, being perceived badly by hosts and other guests alike.
If things went wrong. In other words, if somebody said, I'm going to invest some money in that firm, they don't want to, because they're investing money in that firm, they don't want to be legally liable. If the firm goes bankrupt, they don't want to have their house taken away.
People, oh, the people in Cleveland, I mean, they'll even say, how you doing on the streets and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is exemplary for a city, and we had a marvelous time there.
Look, I sent you all a concept analysis report yesterday. Did any of you read it? Well, in a nutshell, it said, the American people are turning sullen. They've been clobbered on all sides by Vietnam, Watergate, the inflation, the depression. They turned off, shot up, and they fuck themselves limp, and nothing helps. So, this concept analysis report concludes the American people want somebody to articulate their rage for them.
I think it was around the 18th or 19th floor. I think it was at that point that we promised her that we would get her out of the building, but we needed a little bit of help from her.
Josephine Harris had survived the flames and smoke in the North Tower. Do you think you could have made it down below without the help of these men?
No, I wouldn't have made it.
Josephine needed to rest a moment. It was a delay that saved her.
Or their assets seized. So you create this thing called limited liability, where you say that the shareholders are only liable for as much as they put into the thing. Well, if the shareholders are no longer legally liable for what the corporation gets up to, who is? And so the law pulls a rabbit out of the hat. They say, well, let's just create an artificial person who can take the rap for when things go wrong. The alternate version would be simply, and it existed prior to the corporation's rise, it was called the partnership, where a bunch of people are in a business, and if things go wrong, those people are legally liable. The business doesn't have an existence that's separate from the people who own and run it.
To breathe solely by the action of the chest muscles, but the diaphragm is a true organ for breathing. Awareness of the diaphragm and chest muscles as you listen to this tape can be of great benefit. Play with this a few times now. Exhale all the air you can.
I've been telling you people since I took this job 6 months ago that I want angry shows. I don't want conventional programming on this network. I want counterculture. I want anti-establishment. I don't want to play butch boss with the people. But when I took over this department, it had the worst programming record in television history. This network hasn't one show in the top 20. This network is an industry joke. And we better start putting together one winner for next September. I want a show developed based on the activities of a terrorist group. Joseph Stalin and his merry band of Bolsheviks. I want ideas from you people. That is what you're paid for. Well, and by the way, the next time I send an audience research report around, you'd all better read it or I'll sack the fucking lot of you. Is that clear? I'll be out on the coast in 4 weeks. Can you set up a meeting with Lorraine Hobbs for me?
Sure.
It is very, very natural for the spirit or astral form, whatever you want to call it, to be able to fly above the ground. And
that really is the distinguishing characteristic of the corporation, is that you split the ownership of the thing from the actual thing. And so all the owners are kind of invisible.
H.B. Garlock, gone on to be with the Lord. We've mentioned his name a couple times, talking about God speaking.
By luck or fate, as the tower crashed down, where they stood was the only part of the entire structure that did not give.
At that point, did you think you were finished?
Yeah.
It's important that all of us, even the people who are afraid of this technology, have an opinion and see how this technology is used so we can have it be our values.
I could call a guy an MF, but it's not going to be as harsh as him calling me a bitch. There's a difference. It sounds worse and it feels worse.
All I've got is a face. And a name.
The backlash could be very severe.
My father worked the late shift as a bathroom attendant. My father was mugged on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. For the rest of his days on Earth, my father never celebrated this holiday.
Scout promise and law, because, and in fact, one of the things that we have done in keeping a pace with the times, because actually if you had listened to a Girl Scout promise and law recited from 25 years ago, you would have heard different words, because we've actually been keeping the fundamental values of both a promise and the law, but we've changed the words to reflect what girls are about today. And one of the changes that we did allow was, because if a girl had a word that was more appropriate to her beliefs than the word God, she was able to substitute that word in saying the Girl Scout promise.
And getting to, I guess, the point of the big controversy over homosexuals.
We focus on caring, responsible adults. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was listening to, because, and the word bureaucracy used a little earlier in the conversation, and some of what might be termed bureaucracy is training for Girl Scout leaders, giving them materials that will help guide them to be the best mentors, role models, not feeling that they're an expert on everything, what we consider appropriate topics for them to handle. So instead of asking and delving into some of the more personal aspects of a person's life, we focus on the positive attributes that any adult in Girl Scout.
I'm sorry, you want something from me?
I want the electricity turned back on.
You want something from me?
Well, every day, 5 days a week for 15 years, I've been sitting behind that desk, the dispassionate pundit, reporting with seemly detachment the daily parade of lunacies that constitute the news. And just once, I wanted to say what I really felt.
You think killing a man gives you the power to negotiate with me?
Should bring to their role in connection with girls. And we're really about that.
Here's an email we got from Ron Krummel in Sammamish, Washington.
Why is that, Danny Roman? Because you think you know me? Because you think you can trust me?
What would Girl Scouting be like if the organization spent more time on an outdoor program and less on cookie sales?
Well, and one of the things that's a foundation of Girl Scouting is that girls with their leaders decide on what they're going to do.
Let me tell you something. This is the 1990s, all right? In this day and age, a man has to have choices.
So the Girl Scout handbooks and any of the Girl Scout materials...
I'm the one whose ass is going on the line.
Overnight ratings come in.
They're on your desk.
Have you still got yesterday's overnights around?
Shall I bring them in?
Yeah.
Just relax, all right? It's me, your lover, not some demon, not your father, all right? Relax.
Yeah. These are those four outlines submitted by Universal for an hour series. You needn't bother to read them. I'll tell them to you.
Is what we call girl adult planning, and hopefully also the empowerment for those girls to feel more comfortable about speaking up so that they can redirect the Girl Scout interests to more fit what they want to see happen.
The first one is set in a large Eastern law school, presumably Harvard. The series is irresistibly entitled The New Lawyers. The running characters are a crusty but benign ex-Supreme Court justice, presumably Oliver Wendell Holmes, by way of Dr. Zorba. There is a beautiful girl graduate student and the local district attorney who is brilliant and sometimes cuts corners.
Next one.
The second one's called the Amazon Squad.
Lady Cops.
The running characters include a crusty but benign police lieutenant who's always getting heat from the commissioner, a hard-nosed, hard-drinking detective who thinks women belong in the kitchen, and a brilliant and beautiful young girl cop who's fighting the feminist battle on the force.
We're up to our ears in Lady Cops.
The next is another one of those investigative reporter shows. A crusty but benign managing editor who's always...
It's kind of like the Twilight Zone or something.
Okay, standby, please.
The first one is set in a large Eastern law school, presumably Harvard. The series is irresistibly entitled The New Lawyers. The first one is set in a large Eastern law school, presumably Harvard. The series is irresistibly entitled The...
Feel demons in your mouth?
I think we're the demons.
A lot, sir. Medicine must intrigue you.
Yes, I happen to be a physician myself.
You were a doctor?
Oh, sorry, I was a doctor for over 100 years.
Well, why did
I liked that for a while.
Why did you
I didn't know it would be popular again on TV. I would stuck with it.
I, too, was a Girl Scout. I'm 19 years old and was lucky enough to be a Girl Scout for 12 years. An opportunity I was really grateful to have was I served on our local board of directors as a sophomore in high school. That really opened up my realm of Girl Scouting to understand how inclusive and how positive an organization really is.
In Girl Scouting as young mothers, or for girls with parents who are behind bars, really opportunities for any type of girl to be involved in what is really perceived as a very...
Substitute that word.
You know, white, middle-class organization.
Just give us a fucking chance, you son of a bitch! Wait, son of a... Come on! Get
come on!
Wait! Wait! Wait!
Woke up, fell out of bed, I dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. Looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in second flight.
New legislation requires interpreters. Attorney can help you. New legislation requires interpreters. Commandments, Constitution.
Bush is using it as an excuse to erode our constitutional protections, and you're falling for it.
bet you thought it was your set. Just me, I have a slow focus. Okay, Ted.
Okay, standby, please.
Briefly signed off using the word courage. I want to return to it now in a different way. To a nation still nursing a broken heart for what happened here in 2001.
It's almost impossible to believe that the wrong body had been shipped back to Australia. Quote, it's one of those things that you never dreamed could happen. You think it's tragic enough that the poor man's life has been lost. And then on top of that, you have this. Howard said no blame could be laid at the feet of the Army for the mix-up. We'll figure out. It's too late. It's either too late or too early to point fingers. Dateline London, British Prime Minister Tony Blair stood by his beleaguered Home Secretary. That's like the Interior Secretary this week. Refusing to let Charles Clarke resign despite revelations that his office had set free more than 1,000 foreign prisoners who should have been deported after serving their sentence. I do apologize. I have apologized. I continue to do so, Clarke told Parliament. Clarke insisted it was up to him to sort out the problem that was of his making. And a waitress at a Washington bar said British Prime Minister Tony Blair's oldest son was intoxicated and tried to burn his table with candles. Becky Brash, 26-year-old waitress at Madam's Organ Blues Bar, said Ewan Blair repeatedly asked for more candles on the table and didn't stop when she told him not to light the table on fire. The 22-year-old, eldest son of the Prime Minister, confronted Brash because she didn't know who he was, but quickly backed down when she talked back to him. He apologized and was allowed to stay, Brash said. Sharon Stone has accepted an undisclosed sum in libel damages from a British newspaper that alleged she'd left her 4-year-old son in a car while dining at a London restaurant. A lawyer for the owners of the Daily Mail told a judge the newspaper now accepts that the allegation was untrue and apologized to Stone for the distress and embarrassment that it has caused. A man who tried to parachute from the Empire State Building insisted he was only trying to live out a high-flying fantasy. The day after being snatched from the edge of the 86th floor observation deck, Jeb Corliss. Does that sound like a real name? I ask you. J. Jeb Corliss tried to paint himself as a law-abiding citizen who for 2 years had mapped out each step of his planned plunge into Fifth Avenue at Rothschild. I am a base jumper, bridge, antenna, span, and earth. That's what I do. One of my dreams was flying off the Empire State Building. I know the feeling. The TV stunt show stars. Oh, really? Fantasy was foiled when cops and security guards nabbed him more than 1,000 feet above the city streets. And then he got panned by the Discovery Channel, on which he hosted Stunt Junkies. The network said it had no clue about his plan, though Corliss came equipped with an expensive camera to film his descent. He wore a phony mustache and fat suit into the building before slipping into a restroom and donning his parachute. Discovery Channel said in a statement, "We are beyond disappointed at his serious lack of judgment and his reckless behavior." The 30-year-old daredevil from California did apologize for creating a stir above the city's most famous building and said he received wonderful treatment from the New York Police Department, but he added that his future stunts would take place elsewhere. Quote, "I am finished with New York as far as base jumping is concerned," Corliss said. Man, do I know that feeling. Minneapolis City Papers editor Steve Perry apologized for naming crystal meth as best cheap thrill in the
Your name is on the master terrorist list.
He wanted to become like the bear. Perhaps it was religious, but not in the true sense of religion. I think perhaps he wanted to mutate into a wild animal, as he says in this last letter. He says, "I have to mutually mutate into a wild animal to handle the life I live out here." And I think there's a religious sense in that, in the sense of connecting so deeply that you're no longer human. And that is a religious experience.
10 Commandments. The Constitution of the United States.
Here's another example. There are many times that I feel death is the best option. My work would be much more seriously looked at and possibly make the difference that in living I can't do. And I think that was sort of a paradox for him, that he felt not worthy enough to get his message across.
I can't hear you. You'll have to talk a little louder.
At times, and so maybe in the drama of death, his message would be more poignant and reach out to more people.
I can't hear you. You'll have to talk a little louder. Yes? I hear you. Yes? Yes? Why me? I said, why me?
Regulations.
And how do you see Timothy Treadwell's story?
I see it as something that's both, it's tragic because he died and his girlfriend died because, you know, he tried to be a bear. He tried to act like a bear, and for us...
And especially to those who found themselves closest to the events of September 11th.
On the island, you don't do that. You don't invade on their territory. When you're in their territory, you know you're there, and when you're nearby, you make sure that they know you're around. For him to act like a bear the way he did would be... I don't know, to me it was the ultimate of disrespecting the bear and what the bear represents.
This has been the UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
The initial response to the new Howard Beale show was not auspicatory. The press was without exception hostile and industry reaction negative. The ratings for the Thursday and Friday shows were both 14, but Monday's rating dropped a point, clearly suggesting the novelty was wearing off.
Did you know there are a number of psychics working as licensed brokers on Wall Street?
Some of them counsel their clients by use of tarot cards. They're all pretty successful, even in a bear market, and selling short. I met one of them last weekend.
Oh, that sounded neat. Penny was a neat character. She was kind of mischievous. The water in the chariot was a great scene. Bill and I were trying to get as wet as we possibly could. I mean, we were just kids, you know, we were teenagers. And we wanted to get totally soaked. So when they would pour that water through the roof of the chariot, we tried to get as drenched as we could.
Thought of doing a show around her, The Wayward Witch of Wall Street, something like that. But of course, if her tips were any good, she could wreck the market. So I called her this morning and asked her how she was on predicting the future. She said she was occasionally prescient. For example, she said, I just had a fleeting vision of you sitting in an office with a craggy middle-aged man with whom you are or will be emotionally involved.
We loved that. That was a lot of fun, that scene. Off the set, Bill and I used to run around the, it sounds weird, but under the sets of at 20th Fox, there's air conditioning tunnels with big fans, and it's really scary and really dark and creepy down there, and we used to go down there and kind of just look.
And here I am.
She does all this with tarot cards?
No. This one operates on parapsychology. She has trance-like episodes and feels things in her energy field. I think this lady could be very useful to you, Max.
He tried to protect the bears, didn't he?
I think he did more damage to the bears than he did. Because when you habituate bears to humans, they think all humans are safe.
In what way?
Well, you put on a news show, and here's somebody who can predict tomorrow's news for you. Her name, aptly enough, is Sybil. Sybil the soothsayer. You could give her 2 minutes of trance at the end of a Howard Beale show, say, once a week, Friday, which is suggestively occult, and she could oraculate.
In a few moments, His Majesty the King will speak to his people at home and overseas. He will also be heard throughout the United States of America.
Four years ago, our nation and empire stood alone against an overwhelming enemy with our backs to the wall. A testing as never before in our history. In God's providence, we survived that test. The spirit of the people, resolute, dedicated, burnt like a bright flame, lit surely from those unseen fires which nothing can quench. Once more, is the team set? Has to be safe. This time, the challenge is not to fight to survive, but to fight to win the final victory for the good cause. Once again, what is demanded from us all is something more than courage, more than endurance. We needed a revival of spirit, a new, unconquerable resolve.
Where I grew up, the bears avoid us and we avoid them.
Then next week, everyone tunes in to see how good her predictions were.
And it's universal, man.
It is evolutional. It is anthropological. It is biological. It is animal. We are men.
Maybe she could do the weather.
Your network news show is going to need some help, Max, if it's going to hold. Beale doesn't do the angry man thing well at all. He's too kvetchy. He's being irascible. We want a prophet, not a curmudgeon. He should do more apocalyptic doom. I think you should take on a couple of writers to write some Jeremiads for him. I see you don't fancy my suggestions.
Well, you're not serious, are you?
To our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and marines in dangerous places.
They're not habituated to us. If I look at it from my culture, Timothy Turnwell crossed a boundary that we have lived with for 7,000 years. It's an unspoken boundary, an unknown boundary, but when we know we've crossed it, we pay the price.
Hide and play hide and go seek and hide things and go find them. And I mean, it was just kids trying to burn up time.
Address, telephone number, social security number. Driving records, criminal records, real estate records, business license records.
Boating license.
Boating license.
Just go on, right. Fishing, hunting license if we wanted that.
Incorporation records.
Choice Point buys other kinds of data from private sources. Identity information from credit reports, product warranties and customer surveys, some phone records. They even maintain a retail industry blacklist of employees caught shoplifting.
ChoicePoint's Kevin Morrison says if the company's 250 terabytes of data were printed on ordinary paper and the pages laid end to end,
it would extend 21 million miles. That's roughly 77 round trips to the moon.
That number grows every day. Around the clock, rivers of new and updated information about Americans flow into computer servers at ChoicePoint and other data companies.
Come on!
At the same time, many hundreds of ChoicePoint's customers may be looking at chunks of that data as they request it from their far-flung computers.
Every time you apply for a job, order clothing from a catalog, or get credit, it's likely that ChoicePoint or one of its competitors is helping to grease the process or stop it cold. The data companies do so by zipping information about you to the company you're dealing with.
I understand. because once you go to L.A., you're going to have friends like crazy, but they're going to be fake friends. You know, they're going to try to corrupt you. You know, and you got an honest face, and they're going to tell you everything. But you cannot make friends with the rock stars. Okay, if you're going to be a true journalist, you know, a rock journalist, first you'll never get paid much. But you will get free records from the record company. Nothing about you that is controversial, man. God, it's going to get ugly, man. They're going to buy you drinks. You're going to meet girls. They're going to try to fly you places for free, offer you drugs. And I know it sounds great. But these people are not your friends. You know, these are people who want you to write sanctimonious stories about the genius of rock stars, and they will ruin rock and roll and strangle everything we love about it. Right? And then it just becomes an industry of cool. I mean, I'm telling you, you're coming along at a very dangerous time for rock and roll. Yeah, that's why I think you should just turn around, go back, you know, and be a lawyer or something. I can tell from your face that you won't. I can give you $35. Give me 1,000 words on Black Sabbath.
An assignment?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. You have to make your reputation on being honest and, unmerciful.
Honest. Unmerciful.
If you get into a jam, you can call me. I stay up late.
Sometimes we'd sneak onto other sets and look at what they were doing. That was kind of fun.
One exit. It's got to be that cut on the right, or is it the one on the left?
No. Deerville is to the west of us. This is Dog One.
They're killing us! And we don't have a fucking chance, and that ain't fair!
Gather weapons and ammo!
Come on, let's try it out right now! Right. Where's your VAR?
Bottom of the channel, Sergeant. Could try to drown me.
Find a replacement.
Bangalores! Bring up some Bangalores!
They're coming! Grenades!
Get them over here! Okay. Bangalores!
Okay. Bangalores
on the line!
Heads up! Fire's coming your way!
Get to your ship!
Right back.
Jesus!
Come on.
Lucky bastard.
All right.
Move it. Keep him moving. Got it?
You're not gonna die. You're not gonna die. You're fine.
Don't look at it.
Bangalores! Clear the shingle!
Let's go!
All I want out of life is a 30 share and a 20 rating.
Respect it, morphine.
Oh, Jesus!
I'm ready, bro.
Routine. Priority.
just gone.
Often within a split second.
Increasingly, Choice Point's clients include law enforcement and national security officials. In some ways, it serves as a private intelligence operation for the government.
What if I'm wrong? I've got a condition. I get confused sometimes. What if I've imagined all of this? What if I finally turn into what they've always said I was going to turn into? A maniac. A psycho killer.
Davis, DiBernardo, Young, Bolt, get ready. Covering fire!
Yes, sir. That should give you
complete. You'll notice, by the way, that there is no music in the picture. I didn't think a score could add anything, and if anything, might kill some of the comedy. And especially because if you wrote a score, the composer would want desperately to, when he said, I guess we'll have to kill him, to put in a great big musical crash there. And that's exactly what we don't want, which is that we want everything handled as if it's normal, as if it's ordinary. Paddy prided himself in the fact that people were intelligent enough to get what he was talking about. They didn't have to have it explained to them by a score telling them what to feel, a musical score.
I detest myself for having offended thee, O Lord. Detest myself. You said to me, Lord, and
all my strength takes thee to help me.
Now the next point is this. That ultimate mystery, that ultimate being, which cannot be named, which cannot be defined, is the mystery of your being. You are it. All that you know about yourself is nothing. You cannot name the ultimate being and mystery of yourself any more than you can that of God. Because all this naming and talking has to do with your mind's experience of yourself. So as we say in more or less technical language, that mystery which transcends all speech, lies beyond all naming, is also imminent. It's right inside.
All good work is really self-revelation. I think, for whatever reason, psychically I got embarrassed at revealing that much of myself to strangers. Because if you're a good stage actor, 8 times a week, here I am. Unzip me, that's it. And something about that was must have been bothering me, because I started getting shy about it.
It's inside of everything. The mystery of the being and existence of this glass of water is exactly the same as the mystery of the existence of the universe. So you can take anything and put a ring around it. And you can say, I don't know what this is.
Bank of equipment.
I have no idea. I know how to use it.
Banks of equipment.
But what is it? I know all its names, H2O and so forth. What's that? What is hydrogen? What is oxygen? What's any of this? What's anything? You can contemplate this mystery. I have seen in India very simple people take a stone, put it down, put a red ring around it. You now look at it. You
can't
don't
kill
know
a man without knowing for sure. You ought to.
It's a mystery.
I've got to know.
You can
for
worship
sure.
Anything this way. Now, the goal of worship of this kind
future helping the animals depends on it. I must be a spirit in the wilderness.
With himself as the central character, he began to craft his own movie, something way beyond a wildlife film.
There's going to be a number of takes I'm going to do. These are called Wild Timmy Jungle Scenes. We're going to do several takes of each, where I'll do it with a bandana on, maybe a bandana off, maybe two different colored bandanas, some without a bandana, some with the camera being held. Kind of stumbled on that one. Let's do it again. So the basic deal is, too, that this stuff could be cut into a show later on, but who knows what look I had, whether I had the black bandana or no bandana. Very rarely the camo one, but I like the camo look. Both cameras rolling, both cameras rolling, both cameras rolling. Sexy green bandana. Last take of the evening, I'm on my way to the front creek, I need to get watering. And it's a super duper low tide, full moon tonight. And action.
In his action movie mode, Treadwell probably did not realize that seemingly empty moments had a strange secret beauty.
now find the will to repay. To the oppressed and to those whose lot it is to struggle in financial hardship or in failing health. To my fellow journalists, in places where reporting the truth means risking all. And to each of you, courage. For the CBS is in years, Dan Rather reporting. Good night.
CBSNews.com, brought to you in part by Walmart, working together with local suppliers to bring your community local goods, job opportunities, and low prices. This is CBS.
Turn on TV to enjoy myself. I don't believe a word I hear.
You don't believe
a
word?
I will not accept the thing given to me by the television set as a value, as an aesthetic, as a truth.
City are turning their dials to channel 3, and that's our channel!
What'd he say? What'd he say?
Luke, I washed for cover!
Listen to me, and listen carefully, because this is your goddamn life I'm talking about today. In this country, when one company wants to take over another company, they simply buy up a controlling share of the stock. But first, they have to file notice with the government. That's how CCA took over the company that owns this network. But now, somebody is buying up WCCA. Somebody called the Western World Funding Corporation. They filed the notice this morning. Well, just who in the hell is the Western World Funding Corporation? It is a consortium of banks and insurance companies who are not buying CCA for themselves, but as agents for somebody else. And who is the somebody else? They won't tell you. They won't tell you. They won't tell the Senate. They won't tell the SEC, the FTC. They won't tell the Justice Department.
This is Mr. Hackett. Do you have a New York call for me?
The hell it is!
Do you want to turn that down, please?
I will tell you who they're buying CCA for. They're buying it for the Saudi Arabian Investment Corporation. They're buying it for the Arabs.
Clarence Frank Hackett here. How's everything back in New York? How's the good lady? All right, Clarence, take it easy. I don't know what you're talking about. When?
A couple of dozen.
Tonight's show?
Are going to own
Clarence,
work,
take it easy.
What you see.
The Howard Beale show's just going on out here. You guys get it 3 hours earlier in New York. Clarence, take it easy. How the hell could I see it? It's just going on now.
Sometimes images themselves develop their own life, their own mysterious stardom.
Starsky and Hutch, over.
Beyond his posings, the camera was his omnipresent companion. It was his instrument to explore the wilderness around him, but increasingly it became something more.
The rules of the game. Regulations of the institution.
He started to scrutinize his innermost being, his demons, his exhilarations. Facing the lens of a camera took on the quality of a confessional. Covering various years, the following samples illustrate this search for himself.
Using humor at their own peril. Officials at the Highland School near Birmingham, Alabama, apologized this week to parents who were upset when their children sang a Confederate marching song during a fifth grade history presentation. One parent says she's still not happy.
Little girls to wear overalls to school in those days. I guess mother thought it was more practical, but it made me feel funny not being dressed like the other kids. After a while, I begged and pleaded, and she gave me some cotton dresses. At least part of the time, I didn't stick out like a sore thumb.
I hate, don't you understand that? I hurt badly.
What did you have to know to be a doctor in those days?
The main thing you had to know was to say, I think he's dead. You take a finger, put it in their nose, and if they didn't say, hey, take your finger out of my nose, they're dead, right? That's how you find out.
You must have known many great men in your time. Many great men.
I knew the great and the near great.
Sir, did you know Rembrandt van Rijn?
We called him Rembrandt.
You knew him?
Yes. You know, Rembrandt was one of the first to use the roller.
What? How can you possibly? The roller, you mean the...
The little roller, yes.
Oh.
Only for the background. Rembrandt didn't eat much, you know. Money always went for paint, and the money always went for paint. Occasional girl, and then paint. And paint, and paint, and then a girl, then paint, and a girl, then paint, and then for a long time, just girls.
How about Michelangelo? Did you ever...
How about him?
Is that all you care to say about
him? Yeah, nice fella. Used to come in the store once in a while.
Michelangelo was one of your customers.
Oh, a big customer.
Did he ever pay you off in a piece of art?
No, I used to cuff him a lot.
What?
Yeah,
oh, you really?
Put him on a cuff,
Did you think of taking a piece of...
Because painters never had money.
Well, did you think of taking a piece of his art? It would be worth
it. I thought it stunk. Who knew?
Why did you think
I would have gladly taken it.
Why did you think that?
Because there's all people flying around, you know. It wasn't like a nice picture of somebody on a pony. It wasn't nice.
They were naked, too.
Yes, and they're naked. You can't hang a naked in your living room.
They do now.
Now they're modern and dirty. Then we were clean and cute.
Sir, have you ever been asked to spy?
I spied for Washington.
For our country?
Yes, for the father of our country, President.
Was in North Bergen, New Jersey at Beulah Heights Bible College, a teenage boy. He'd made his way there from his little community in Connecticut, a call of God on his life. He received a letter from home. It was an emergency. His mother wrote and said, your father is sick. Your brothers are sick. They can't work. We're on the verge of losing the farm and everything. You've got to leave Bible school right now and come home. And H.B. Garlock, just a teenage boy. Let me tell you something. You don't have to be 50 years old and white haired to hear from God. You can be 8 years old, and if you're full of the Holy Ghost, you can hear from God.
But there's not a single law in the books that's got them. They're buying CCA.
When did Mr. Jensen call?
We all know that the Arabs control $16 billion in this country. They own a chunk of Fifth Avenue, 20 downtown pieces of Boston, a part of the Port of New Orleans, an industrial park in Salt Lake City. They own big hunks of the Atlanta Hilton, the Arizona Land and Cattle Company, part of a bank in California, the Bank of the Commonwealth in Detroit. They control Aramco, so that puts them into Exxon, Texaco, and Mobil Oil. They're all over. New Jersey, Louisville, St. Louis, Missouri. And that's only what we know about. There's a hell of a lot more we don't know about, because all of those Arab petrodollars are washed through Switzerland and Canada and the biggest banks in this country. For example, what we don't know about is this CCA deal. And all the other CCA deals. Right now, the Arabs have screwed us out of enough American dollars to come right back and with our own money buy General Motors, IBM, ITT, AT&T, DuPont, U.S. Steel, and 20 other American companies. Hell, they already own half of England. So listen to me. Listen to me, goddammit. The Arabs are simply buying us. There's only one thing that can stop them. You. You. So, I want you to get up now. I want you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the phone. I want you to get up from your chairs, go to the phone, get in your cars, drive into the Western Union offices in town. I want you to send a telegram to the White House.
Oh, my God.
By midnight tonight, I want a million telegrams in the White House. I want them wading knee-deep in telegrams at the White House. I want you to get up right now and write a telegram to President Ford saying, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. I don't want the banks selling my country to the Arabs. I want the CCA deal stop now. I want the CCA deal stop now. Come on.
I want the CCA deal stop now.
I want the CCA deal stop now.
I want the CCA.
If there, I have no idea if there's a God, but if there's a God, God would be very, very pleased with me. If you could just watch me here, how much I love them, how much I adore them, how respectful I am to them, how I am one of them, and how the studies they give me, the photographs, the video.
The social situation is most likely to trigger this survival reaction if it closely resembles some situations that have left scar tissue on the self-image.
And take that around for no charge to people around the world. It's good work. I feel good about it. I feel good about myself doing it.
People gathered from all over the country, as well as Cleveland area itself, and we just had a beautiful time. They were very hospitable, and of course the great Dave Braun and his lovely wife, hospitable to a fault.
Definitely.
Honest and loving people. I've always got a good deal in Cleveland.
Beautiful.
And, really, I give Cleveland, you understand, I give Cleveland kudos. I really do. I really do. Haven't experienced that city myself.
Right.
I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Listeners, you can call Riley at 888-STERN-101, or you can email him at RileyMartin@Sirius-Radio.com. Go right to the calls. Riley,
okay.
This is Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Riley. Happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Dan.
Hey, I have a question for you.
All right.
Now, everyone, I mean, I've read your book, and I've been listening to your show for a long time, and I was wondering, when you are fucking your wife, where do you like to come? Because...
Mm-hmm. well, actually, since she did not give me permission to tell you that, Dan, however, ask your wife, and she will probably be able to answer that for you as concerning me. Okay.
Right. They got to get that answer first before they ask you.
Yeah. No, no. Ask her and she will tell you where I like to do that.
Ooh. Ooh.
Right. Okay.
Riley, this is John from...
And I want to continue, and I hope I can. I really hope I can. But if not, be warned. I will die for these animals. I will die for these animals. I will die for these animals. Thank you so much for letting me do this. Thank you so much for these animals, for giving me a life. I had no life. Now I have a life.
Very independent and have the reputation of being braggarts, particularly about how they hate everyone in authority. They protest too much.
Get this. It says if the history of the planet was represented by the Empire State Building, the time that human beings have been on Earth would only be a postage stamp at the very top. You realize how insignificant that makes us? I don't feel that way.
All I want out of life is a 30 share and a 20 grade.
Seconds.
All right, ready, VTA. One, you have the audience to pan.
25.
Two, you have the window to pull. Three, you're on the announcer.
20.
Stand by, VTA.
15, 14, 13, 12.
Ready, A.
11.
Roll,
10,
VTA.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
ready,
3,
4, 3,
2, 1.
3, cue announcer.
Principles. Parliamentary. A man of high principles. Parliamentary procedure.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel?
We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take this anymore.
I'm the one whose ass is going on the line.
I was married for 4 years, pretended to be happy, and had 6 years of analysis and pretended to be sane. I was married for 4 years, pretended to be happy, and had 6 years of analysis and pretended to be sane. My husband ran off with his boyfriend, and I had an affair with my analyst. He told me I was the worst lay he'd ever had. I can't tell you how many men have told me what a lousy lay I am. I apparently have a masculine temperament. I arouse quickly, consummate prematurely, and can't wait to get my clothes back on and get out of that bedroom. I seem to be inept at everything except my work. I'm good at my work, so I confine myself to that. All I want out of life is a 30 share and a 20 rating. Well, Max, here we are. Middle-aged man reaffirming his middle-aged manhood and a terrified young woman with a father complex. What sort of script do you think we can make out of this?
Septic and useless. So a lot of groups grew up in the pubs around there, and the nightclubs, and the working men's clubs, the blue-collar workers' clubs, and there was a lot of music that was made just ready to be tapped, and the Beatles were just, you know, they were just, somebody just knocked the top off a saw, and the rest of it just came spouting out. I started this group called the Black Diamonds, when we played all the school hops, you know, and helped me get a few chicks here and there. And there was this mad vicar who had what was called a parish rock club on a Monday night. And I walked into this club when I was 15 and I heard this marvellous band on the stage. And they all looked like Gene Vincent members because they had blue and black striped county caps, corduroy caps. And they had blue and black striped shirts like pyjamas and jeans. And they all wore sunglasses, although it was the depths of winter and it was snow outside. And they played really original material, which I hadn't heard. Joe Turner and Pete Johnson blues stuff, Kansas City blues stuff, and it really was pounding. I stayed behind to listen to this group, and I asked if I could sit on piano, because they didn't have a piano player.
so I played, and it was Eric Burden's group, and it was called The Pagans. They were a couple of years older than I was, and they went to college, and they had a very nice professor there who also used to educate them to blues music as well. And they helped to educate me. And we played with religious fervor. We had a messianic zeal about the blues. We used to collect the records, and all of the material on the first three Animals albums is based on all the stuff we rehearsed before we ever turned professional.
Now, enough of that. Now, let the expedition continue. It's off to Timmy the Fox. We've got to find Banjo. He's missing.
And that's my story here. For me, Timothy Treadwell, the kind warrior. Can I take it? I'm trying. Okay, yeah, I can do it. Yeah, why not? Why not? Across the halfway point. Government's given me all they have so far. I've stood up to it. I've had danger in the boat, almost died, I've almost fallen off a cliff. Yeah. Danger factor's about to amp up in the maze. The maze is always the most dangerous. Lord, I do not want to be hurt by a bear. I do not. I always cannot understand why girls don't want to be with me for a long time, because I have really a nice personality. I'm fun. I'm very, very good in the, you're not supposed to say that when you're a guy. But I know I am. They know I am. And, I don't fight with them. I'm so passive. Bit of a patsy. Which, is that a turnoff to girls, to be a patsy? I mean, it's not that I'm a total great guy. I'm a lot of fun and a good life going. I don't know what's going on. I always wished I was gay. I always wished I was gay. It would have been a lot easier. You know, you can just bing, bing, bing. Hey, guys, no problem. I mean, they go to restrooms and truck stops and they perform sex. It's like so easy for them and stuff. But you know what? Alas, Timothy Treadwell is not gay. Bummer. I love girls. And girls. Girls need a lot more. Need a lot more, you know, finesse and care. And I like that a bit. But when it goes bent down in bed and you're alone, it's like, well, you know, you can't rebound like you can if you were gay. I'm sure gay people have problems too, but not as much as one goofy straight guy named Timothy Treadwell. Anyway, that's my story. That's my story.
Bet you thought it was your set. Just me, I have a slow focus. Okay, Ted.
Okay, standby, please.
Will. His last will and testament.
You can scream now if you want to.
Hey.
Let me ask you something. Those two Arabs with the credit cards, Fazul or whatever his name is.
Yeah?
You think there's a chance they could be, Al-Qaeda's, something like that?
Hmm. You know, at one point it did cross my mind.
And?
I don't think so. They're gun nuts, but the smaller guy, Ahmed, when those Danish cartoons got published, he was very upset, but at the protesters. He said he hated the cartoons, but that the rioting shit would just bring bad attention to all Muslims. And the other guy, Muhammad, his brother's a government interrogator in Lebanon or Syria. Plus, Muhammad and his girlfriend have a dog, a Springer Spaniel.